Good day, everyone. This is the third in a set on for those of you who are considering starting up your a full-time business. And this one segment starts out, first of all, with setting up your office. And one of the things I learned early on in being my own boss and doing things on my own was to have a comfortable chair, because you spend a lot of time in it, and one that has, you know, ergonomic makes a lot of sense. If you're thinking about, if you see one on sale and it fits you, pick it up. But other things for you to think about, it is finding your space. And you need to take time to create a home office space that fits your needs. I'm not a fan of you having a card table in the family room that you're working off of, because all the distractions are right there in front of you, TV, family members, whatever it happens to be. So if you can, and if you have to meet clients, you may want to consider having a executive suites, which you can do an online search for. They're in most of the major suburbs and cities around the country that you can rent for a monthly basis or a one-time need and so forth, and use that. Oh, and they have conference rooms and so forth. So if you have some coworkers who are helping you out, that's a good place for you all to meet as well. And if you need to meet clients at home, there's something for you to figure out is, you'll need want to have an office such as a converted garage or guest house in a room with an outside entrance. If you're going to be make products or package them, you're going to need to have make plenty of space available for that as well. And you may want to consider having a shipping service outsourced to a shipping expert with your product category and your volume requirements. Business services and equipment, I suggest you have a separate printer and scanner and laptop for your business, because you don't want to have a commingle of your business information and having your kids accidentally playing on a computer and deleting your key files. So something for you to consider about as well. And so having those kinds of things in place. I have a all-in-one printer, for example, and I'm constantly scanning or faxing or, you know, making copies of different documents all the time. So there's something for you to consider. So give some thought to your office space and what's comfortable and what works for you. Next thing to consider is business licenses, taxes, and insurance. Licenses and permits, every business must register for business license either in the state where it does business and or the county of residence. Some counties require it as well. You're going to have to check with your local government to see if that applies to you. Registration fees are typically less than $200. You'll also pay an annual renewal fee depending on your industry, and you may also need a state license as well. Some cities have municipal licenses for you, so it's something that you have to plan for and figure out. Tax time. The tax laws have changed, and my last go-around with my accountant, numerous things that we had deducted in the past were no longer deductible, so I had to refigure my taxes and withholdings and those types of things that in the past were acceptable were no longer counted. So business insurance, most homeowners, renters, insurance policies do not cover business equipment or furniture. And so it's something that you're going to have to talk to your whoever you have your homeowners insurance for and get a separate rider for business insurance. If you're going to be doing on-site training, especially for government, for example, they need a certificate of insurance that you have that you are insured, and depending on maybe for $500,000. Typically, some states have separate rules. I carry a $1 million policy, and it's not that expensive, but it's something for you to consider as well. So, business insurance is something for you that most people don't think about until it becomes too late. Next thing to think about is investing in your image. and people don't know you, so whatever they see about you or hear about you is pretty much all they're going to know about you. So some things to consider: get a full-service business mailbox. When your business is run from home, a full-service mailbox gives you a business professional mailing address, a professional mailing address, as opposed to, you know, a residential one. It keeps your important business packages and mail, such as checks and bank statements, safe and while you're away from home or out of town. Obtain a separate business number for your phone, so you have one for your business and one for your personal needs. Separate email is something to consider. You can have an email affiliate which is attached to your website domain. More, but a lot of, in today's world, a lot of org companies see Gmail as acceptable as well. Invest professionally designed business cards. Remember this about cards: they're your connection to your potential customers. If you're at meet and greets or whatever, somebody asks what you do on the street and said, "Here's my card." Invest in them and spend a little extra in them. Make them somewhat unique to yourself so they stand out and will be remembered. From remember, one of my acquaintances had his, instead of having everything printed horizontal, he had everything printed vertically. Others I've known, they have it open up or on, you know, half on the front, half on the back. It depends on what works for you, but it's something for you to consider. And if you're going to have your image put on it, do not put a low-quality image on your business card or letterhead or those kinds of things, because it does not bode well for you. So one of those things to consider is invest. If you're going to have a picture, make sure it's a professional-quality picture. And so use things like OneDrive, Dropbox, Google Drive for storing your business, because when you're traveling and so forth, and this has happened to me more than once, I need to pull something up while I'm away from home, away from my office, and thank God I have Google Drive or Dropbox that I can get into and access whatever it is. So those things that to consider. Always dress professionally, and it doesn't mean coat and tie or formal suits and dresses, but it does mean have a professional quality image that you have carrying forward. Finding your first customer. Get a business website, first of all. We've talked about that, and you can go to, you know, WordPress, you can go to GoDaddy, Web.com, there's all kind of them you can use to get your name out there. Use word of mouth amongst your family members and friends to promote you. You'd be surprised how many of potential customers will come from friends and family members. Publicize it. Network with bloggers and those kinds of things, and so people can find you on more than one. Get social. Use the social networks like LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest to draw attention to yourself or your business. Know who you're trying to market to and try to figure that piece of it out. For example, if you're going to be tutoring children, you can advertise on websites targeting moms of school-aged children and limit those ads to moms in a nearby zip codes. And so you try to build it, and it costs you less money than a wider, more general audience. The wider you go and the less general it is, or the more general it is, the greater the cost is going to can be. You can market through email. There's different opportunities there. You can use Hootsie. You can use Constant Contact, Eye Contact, Campaigner. There's different ones that you can use to help you in build up an email following as well for yourself and get the message out about your business. Offer deals. Offer discounts for your first customers. They can build a foundation for attracting more. Give them 10% off or some free counseling or whatever it happens to be. And to help you become established in your community. And buddy up. Form alliances with established small businesses to help each other get customers. If you have a dog grooming business, you could partner with a local dog sitter to refer clients to each other, for example, as a way to help you getting established. And the last segment for the last topic for today's segment is managing your money. I can tell you that it's going to take longer for you to establish your business than you think. When you put your business plan together, you you know, put in there all the assumptions that you do, but most of you, when you put the assumptions in, will underestimate the amount of time it's going to take. For example, you think about getting a simple license with a county or a state, and it is not so simple. I had one that I had to deal with the county I live in, and what I thought would be a simple, you know, down to the county courthouse and back became a 2-week process to get it all done. I say to all, before you think about going full time, can you live or support yourself for about 18 months? Because that's the kind of time it takes to become, can set up a business that you can thrive at. You have to think about personal budgeting, renters or mortgage payments, you know, all those kinds of things that you're used to in your personal life don't go away. And you have to remember that you have to figure all of those types of things down. So, for example, some people say, oh, I'm going to offer my services at $100 an hour. And I say, really? And I say, well, let's see, the government's going to get of that $100 about, depending on your tax bracket, 25-30%. So we just say they're going to get 25%. And then you're going to have to pay yourself and put something aside for taxes and so that you may have to pay separately, and also something for yourself for your retirement. And so you can put another 10% away. So there's another $10 that you've done. And you have to, and your insurances now that you've picked up have all cost. And if you're using web hosting services and all those kinds of things, they're adding to your cost as well. And I can tell you from personal experience, after you add up all the costs that are included, you will find that you are going, $100 per hour becomes down to a woeful $50 an hour, perhaps, if you're going to have to supply health insurance for yourself, those kinds of things. You can find yourself running out of business in the not-too-distant future because you don't have the wherewithal to establish and to maintain a healthy business. And many people who start up the business struggle for numerous years and finally give it up because they can't make a living for themselves or their family after trying it out for numerous years. And it's one of those areas where I help clients and we help develop you a plan that can help you at least have a chance, a 50-50 shot of being around in 5 years, because I mentioned earlier on a previous podcast that 80% of businesses are gone within 5 years. So on that cheery note, I'll give you a new topic for tomorrow, and we'll finish this series up.